The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We're back. Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino, AM 870. The Answer.
Is California becoming a national security risk to the U.S.? Ronald Stein is founder and ambassador for energy and infrastructure, and he is the founder of PTS Advance. He joins us to talk about a recent op-ed he wrote. Thanks so much for taking time to talk with us on the program today.
Perfect.
Is California becoming a national security risk to the U.S.? You're raising that question in relation to the state's decisions on petroleum fuels. California has a recent history of kind of tisk-tisk, not really liking the oil industry. They never want to see any sort of offshore oil drilling. You know, they kind of have a very negative feeling about the petroleum industry. In fact, I think some information I received from you is California is more than willing to import oil at a time when the rest of the country, under the leadership of the president, has been, hey, let's think of ourselves as an exporter, and let's be energy independent. Explore this question of whether or not this scenario is putting California and the nation in a national security risk situation.
Okay, you're correct. The U.S. is becoming a net exporter of oil with all the fracking in the Midwest. And because of the Sierra Mountains, California is totally separated from the rest of the country. There are no pipelines over the Sierra Mountains to bring that crude oil to us. So the rest of the country is exporting oil, and California, having no access to it, we are stuck. And California, over the years, the in-state oil production has been declining. Imports from Alaska have been declining. And to make up for the difference, we import from foreign countries, oil-rich foreign countries, most of which don't like us. Back in 92, we were importing 5% of our needs, because we had a lot of Alaska imports, a lot of in-state production, and 5% came from foreign countries. That was in 92. Today, we're importing 56% of our oil daily. And it's costing us $73 million a day that we're sending to oil-rich countries for their oil. And the frustrating part about it is California is sitting on the largest oil reserve in the entire nation in the San Joaquin area and offshore. But, as you know, can't drill for it. So if we can't drill for it, the only thing to make it up is to bring it in from a foreign country.
If we don't have the infrastructure in place, and if we're not drilling our own oil, if something goes sour with relations with some of these oil-rich countries where we're importing it with, and suddenly we're cut off, California's economy is in the balance. Because if gasoline were suddenly a shortage here, and you know, you see all the millions of cars on our road, the demand would be there, the price would just skyrocket, there'd be lines again, and many industries would be in big trouble.
Yes, California being the fifth largest economy, we require a lot of energy. California's got 145 airports. There's 33 military, 10 major, and 100 general. They're consuming 13 million gallons of aviation fuel every day. The 35 million registered vehicles they're consuming 10 million gallons a day, and 10 million gallons of diesel a day, and 42 million gallons of gasoline a day. And all those vehicles, 90% are not EVs. So there's a lot of fuel consumption. Daily, California is consuming 60 million gallons of fuel every day. And all that fuel is manufactured in-state in the most environmentally controlled and regulated location in the world. And if we can't produce it here, we'd have to import it from another country or another state which doesn't have the same environmental controls, which would increase greenhouse gases and increase cost imported into the state. So, yes, we're kind of stuck. We have a fantastic economy. The imports and exports out of our ports, we have, I think, 15 ports that import and export a total of $50 billion a month.
When we don't have a conflict, and when there isn't a shutdown or imminent disaster that you can point to, the voice of the environmentalists is much louder in our state and is listened to by the politicians in our state. And so when President Trump was interested in opening up off our coastline more development, the state came in and said, no, you don't, on their own, that they don't want it. So that's the conundrum, isn't it?
Personally, I think it puts the U.S. at a national security risk because, you know, if we wind up losing some of that import via a war or somebody gets, you know, ticked off at us, we're not going to have the crude oil to produce all the energy needed by the state to drive the fifth largest economy in the world.
Yeah.
And imports and exports might be hampered, which affects the rest of the country.
True. On the other side, the environmentalists will say California also has a multi-billion dollar tourist industry that a destroyed or damaged coastline would be a nightmare for it if something goes wrong. A broken pipe.
Well, the tourist industry is dependent on the same energy that's driving the fifth largest economy in the world. You need planes flying in and out, and they need fuel. You need people going back and forth to Disney and the different resorts, and they're basically using fuel. And if that fuel is not available or limited supply, you know, all hell's going to break loose. So, yeah, it's our decision. Yeah, we can import, like I said, imports were at 56%. I think it equates to 354 million barrels a month, and it's crazy. That's our decision, and like I said, we're living by it. But when it breaks loose, it's going to take years to correct it.
The environmental lobby thinks petroleum is looking backward, and we need to look forward. That's their vision of the future. Tell me where that kind of falls short in this argument.
Well, it falls short because electricity alone is not going to run the fifth largest economy in the world. It is a piece. There's no silver bullet answers. Energy equals oil, electricity, and natural gas. None of those three is going to take 100% of the load. You need basically everybody's going to share the load. Electricity is fine, but solar panels and wind farms, they don't produce the 6,000 products that come out of crude oil. The oil that we manufacture has chemicals and byproducts. It produces everything. Tesla's 100% made with oil. Everything's made with oil. And so oil is definitely needed. And as much as we want to go to EVs, interestingly, we've obviously subsidized them quite a bit. Half the EVs in the entire country, are in one state, California. And we have a phenomenal need for energy. I mean, the military is not going to run on electricity. The cruise liners aren't running on electricity. Cruise ships, they burn like 3,000 gallons an hour of fuel. Nobody's flying into California on solar-powered commercial flights. Nobody's taking a cruise liner up to Alaska on an electric, you know, driven cruise liner. So, no, there's a definitely need. Now, efficiencies, great. We can make vehicles more efficient. We can make homes more efficient. But the bottom line is you're not going to run the economy without oil.
So it comes down to a pure political battle then. You've got California just reaffirmed with its super majority in Democrats, a Democrat governor, and all statewide offices on the top of the ticket were Democrats. They tend to take a more environmental approach. So you've got kind of an uphill battle here, don't you?
Well, that's 100% true. I mean, they're making that political decision, and it buys them votes. Without a doubt, the oil industry is basically the bad guy. And anytime they talk about against the oil industry, they get votes. And, you know, to go solar and the implication, like SB 100, to go to 100% renewables, I mean, that's amazing to even think that's possible, because on a windless day, wind farms produce nothing. On a sunless day, solar panels produce nothing. You know, they closed San Onofre nuclear power plant, and it generated 2 megawatts of power. And to replace San Onofre with a wind farm, because the wind farm doesn't have the same power-producing capability, the wind farm would be 6 times the size of San Francisco.
Yeah, it would have to be. Yeah. And the dirty little secret on solar energy is you have to have, you know, peaker plants. You have to have the equivalent and traditional sources to be ready to come online instantly if you're going to have an even flow of electricity down the line. So as you mentioned, when the sun is covered with clouds that day or the wind's not blowing, you have to switch back over to something, which they do, but they don't talk about. And those plants many times are you know, powered by natural gas or something else, right?
Exactly. Yes. There's a lot of fossil fuel power being developed, and you need redundant fossil fuel backups for wind and solar for those windless, sunless days. And there's no storage technology available now. If they ever do generate the power needed, you need batteries to provide power during the sunless and windless days. So it's, like I say, it's a political game. I think it's being played, and California is the pawn in this whole game. Well, and I love living here. I love the weather. And, when you bring up all the negatives to the politicians, they say, yeah, but we got great weather. And they're right. We do have great weather.
Well, great weather isn't going to power your car. Ronald Stein, thank you. Raising the question, is California becoming a national security risk to the U.S.? Its policies regarding petroleum exploration and drilling are forcing a reliance on much of its petroleum energy from overseas. And some of those countries don't necessarily like us too much. Thanks so much for being on the program. Really appreciate it.
Okay, have a great day.
AM 870, The Answer.
Up next, the Barack Lurie Show. This week, Barack will discuss the news and then his theme, what we can learn from the Chinese proverb, the good doctor treats disease, a superb doctor prevents them. Next on AM 870, The Answer.
Sunday Morning Newsmakers with Larry Marino.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.